You're listening to Rattigan's Rockcast, a series focused on talking about music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even current. Now, here's your host, Tom Rattigan.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Rattigan's Rockcast. I am, of course, your host, Tom Rattigan. Thank you for tuning on, whether that is on WMYO, Anchor, Castos, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, wherever it is, I am glad you are on. Today, I want to talk about, one of the most legendary musicians out there. The greatest of all times. You all know who he is. He was known as the King of Pop, and that is Michael Jackson. Today, we're going to be talking about MJ's big album, not Thriller. We're talking about Off the Wall. The reason why Off the Wall is so important and so prolific and just such a, you know, something that needs to be recognized is it was Michael Jackson's first record that showed him as, you know, a songwriter and, singer, you know, where people could really take him serious. And out of that, Jackson 5, you know, a kid doing ABC and I Want You Back, you know, it worked really well with the production of Quincy Jones. And it's an album that needs to be mentioned. It came out in 1979. And, you know, definitely has still, you know, because in the late 70s, disco music was a big thing. And it definitely has that, especially with him being with the Jacksons and all that stuff. There were certain, you know, the year before he released an album with his brothers, and it had songs like, Blame It on the Boogie and Shake Your Body Down to the Ground, and that was on the album Destiny. That album really showed them as, you know, songwriters in all sense, because, you know, for a while, you know, because the Jacksons were known as, like, this kid group, and then, you know, during the 70s, you know, it's like, I think people were, you know, wondering, oh, like, what's new with them? You know, we kind of already get who they are. But, you know, they were able to, you know, be different and be more serious as musicians by, you know, writing their own music, you know, having more say in their production. And, you know, it works with, especially with this album, Off the Wall. I mean, of course, the most essential tracks on this and the four singles are, Rock With You, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, She's Out of My Life, and, of course, the self-titled track, Off the Wall. And then, of course, there's actually, it was also a single, too, on this album, which is Girlfriend, which is the song that Paul McCartney wrote for Jackson, which, you know, of course, later on, they would do some songs together and all that. But, without further ado, let's talk about, this wonderful album. So, you know, as I mentioned, you know, so Michael Jackson, you know, like, this was his fifth studio album, but it was really his first album that really people took him seriously with. So, it had the production of Quincy Jones on it. Quincy Jones, met Jackson when, because in 78, he did the film The Wiz with Cindy Lumet. And, Quincy Jones did the music for that and was involved in behind the scenes with that. And, you know, they ended up collaborating and, you know, Quincy Jones became, you know, Michael Jackson's famous producer, helping him with that, create that sound and that just, you know, that sound that everybody wanted and that sound that made Jackson, of course, you know, bigger than he was before, you know, because he was already big, like I said, you know, being with the group the Jackson 5, you know, he was already a child star. But with this album, just showed that he could be the biggest, you know, not just child star, but he could be the biggest pop, he could be the biggest singer in the world, honestly. And this album showed that he was up there. Like, he was only 21, actually, you know. And, you know, he was already, by this album, he was up there with Springsteen, Paul McCartney, yeah, like, the Beatles, Elvis, Buddy Holly, you know, just all those musicians, he was there. Like the time the Beatles, you know, when they came out, you know, with their albums and all that stuff, and when they came to America, you know, in all that sense. You know, this was a start of that, you know, of him having the major success and really people taking him serious as a musician. And, of course, you know, songs that he wrote. An interesting thing that I found out later, which I was able to get more respect for Michael Jackson too, is finding out that he did a lot of the backing vocals for his songs, and especially on this album. So let's talk about the first song on this album and the first single, which was Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. And, you know, definitely it's got that disco beat, you know, like definitely just like, you know, interesting guitar riffs and all stunts. You know, definitely, you know, started in that sound that we would hear, you know, elevate throughout the 1980s with, you know, his music and just in general, you know, in all that sense. Definitely has that disco vibe, you know, just like, you can definitely tell this is a late 70s record and all that. And it works, you know. It's not my, like, you know, it's definitely a great song. It's not my favorite Michael Jackson song, but it works pretty well. You know, I've always liked it. I think it does work. You know, the beat is catchy. The vocals are catchy. You know, he's doing it all in he sings this all in falsetto. And no, and it just works pretty well. And you know, like, you know, it's got that funk riff that, you know, ends the song, like and all that stuff that works pretty well, like the yeah. And the video worked well for it, the music video, you know, and all that, which, you know, we would see music videos elevate to throughout the 1980s and all that. And then the next track we got on this is Rock With You, which this I would probably consider my favorite Michael Jackson song. You know, I think Rock With You is just such an interesting song because, you know, I mean, I remember, you know, hearing a lot about Michael Jackson, you know, definitely knowing more about him when he died in 2009. You know, and I would hear, you know, these songs from, you know, songs from Thriller, but a song I would hear a lot was Rock With You, and that was on, of course, this album. This was not, you know, and it was just, it's such an interesting song because I feel like in some ways it's ahead of its time because I feel like, you know, Rock With You doesn't even, like, I feel like, in a sense, you know, sound so much like a 70s song. You know, it's got its own category to it. I think, you know, it definitely has, like, just, you know, because, like, with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, you feel the disco vibe and all that stuff. And not to say we Rock With You, you don't, but you just feel like more of, like, an original, it's kind of more of an original song from Jackson, even though the funniest thing is Don't Stop Till You Get Enough was written by Michael Jackson, is credited to just Michael Jackson. You know, Rock With You was credited to you know, Rod Temperton, who wrote a few songs for Jackson, and of course he actually even wrote Thriller and all that. So yeah, Rod Temperton wrote a few songs for him on this album as well. But yeah, no, this song just works so well. I've always loved it. I feel like it's, you know, definitely, when you listen to it, it can take you back to, like, specific times. You know, I remember listening to it, and I remember listening to it in high school, and it took me back to childhood. And the funniest thing is, like, I never even really listened to that song that much in childhood, but it just has some kind of quality that can just take you back to, I think, you know, happy memories in your life and all that sense. And it just, it works. You know, the video, you know, you could tell that music videos were still just, they were still trying to figure out how they are and all that. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough has a little bit more of a, you know, an interesting, you know, more of a, you know, visually appealing music video with a lot happening. You know, Rock With You is just Michael Jackson in flashy clothes, like, sitting in a dark, you know, room with, like, you know, a glow light and all that sense. You know, but yeah, no, I've always loved that, and, you know, it is so catchy. Definitely, I would consider Rock With You probably one of his best songs of all time, honestly. Up there with, like, songs like Thriller and Beat It, you know. I mean, you know, the one thing that I wanted to point out with this album is that, you know, some people will say that, you know, rock people will say that Off the Wall is better than Thriller, and, you know, a few years ago, I probably would have said the same thing. In some ways, I don't know now, you know. I mean, I think Off the Wall and Thriller, when you listen to them, they're both two different albums, and they both are both of a success in all sense. I do think, you know, when people talk about Thriller and Bad, Off the Wall is something I think completely is better than Bad. I don't even think of that as, you know, a thing, because everybody will always be like, oh, what's a better album? Some people say Thriller or Bad. I don't even look at it like that way. I look at, like, what's a better album, Thriller or Off the Wall? really. Because honestly, this album is, I think, just something that is just so perfect. And it's interesting, too, that from people I know who, like a friend of mine who is a drummer and a YouTuber I watch who is into, like, basically has the same taste that I'm into when it comes to rock. You know, it's interesting that a lot of people, you know, look at Off the Wall as a better album in that sense. And, you know, there's something to be said about that. I mean, especially still, it was coming from the 19s. You know, this album is a 70s album. Even though Michael Jackson became, you know, and is known as the biggest 1980s artist, this came out at the end of the decade. And, you know, it still has that, you know, it has a lot of this, what was going on in the 70s in it, you know? And it just works. And, of course, that works with the other two songs. I mean, most of the songs on this album were disco-based. But, like, you know, a song I've always loved, too, is Working Day and Night, which, if they needed another single, this would have probably been it. It works pretty well, you know, definitely with that funk, with the drums and all that stuff. You know, the Michael's falsetto. I like, too, how his falsetto interplays with his regular voice, too. You know, just going into both, you know, like, they say that working, but what is love, girl? And then, yeah. And where he goes, and where he just can, like, you know, just, like, you know, just jam out with his vocals and be like, if I'm always outside. Yeah. No, and it works well, too. This was a song I would work out to a lot when I was on a machine bike and all that stuff, you know, just pedaling away with You Got Me Working Day and Night, you know. But, yeah, I don't know. So, the next song on this album, which is, if any song I wouldn't, like, you know, this is a song that I probably wouldn't consider that highly of, you know, I wouldn't think that highly of, and that's, you know, Get on the Floor. I mean, yeah, it's funk, it's, you know, disco in all sense, but in some ways, I don't know, it's not that I don't think it fits the album, because it does, it's just that I think, it's not for me, it's too much, it also has, like, these creepy vibes for me, the way the melody is. I just think it's a little too, like, you know, like, honestly, that's the thing I find interesting, is that I kind of get creeped out by the melody of it, you know, and with his voice in that sense, too. I just don't think the melody, yeah, it kind of has, like, a little bit of a haunting aspect to it, in a sense. You know, I don't know. And then, of course, you know, the fifth song, of course, is Off the Wall. And that is always great, because the funniest thing is I didn't hear that song until, like, you know, probably high school, and I already, you know, already knew who Michael Jackson was at that point. I knew that there was an album called Off the Wall. I did not know that there was an actual song, too, also called Off the Wall, too, when I listened to it. And, you know, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is just as good as Rock With You or Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. You know, yeah, and I just, I think it worked perfectly. I think, you know, Michael's voice, you can hear throughout it. You know, he's just really, you could hear his voice and his presence all over this album. You know, honestly, too, I think Michael just, it seems, had this natural voice, you know, even if, like, something, if Michael wasn't even in the mood, you could tell that he could probably get it 100%, you know, and make it sound like, you know, he was fully into it, which, you know, I'm not saying he wasn't, you know, with making this album, but it's just, like, that's what the kind of vibe I get from this, is that even if Michael Jackson wasn't at his best, it still sounds like 100%, you know, and all that sense. It's just, it works, you know? And I just love that. And then, of course, we got the sixth song on this album, the sixth track, is Girlfriend. And that was written by Paul McCartney. And Paul McCartney actually wrote that for Michael Jackson. And the funniest thing is, but he also released it on his album that came out in 78 and all that. That had, I think that was the same album as With a Little Luck. I think it was London Tower, I think. I'm, you know, just trying to get that. It was written by Paul McCartney. He did it on London Town. He sang it in falsetto, I think, thinking, you know, for Michael Jackson. And the funniest thing is Quincy Jones heard McCartney's version on that album and thought that that would be perfect for Michael, not knowing that Michael already was going to do it because the song was written for him. He didn't know that. And, you know, the funniest thing, though, is when I listen to this song, it's interesting because Paul's version is really, honestly, you know, you can't listen to it. I can't listen to it because, like, with his falsetto, it's so high. I mean, you could tell that he had Michael Jackson in mind for the song. But, like, yeah, like, the funniest thing, though, is when I hear that song, I can totally hear Paul McCartney do it in the way that Jackson does it. So it's interesting when I hear his song on that album that it sounds so different, you know? And, you know, I think the thing that's interesting is that Jackson is able to make it his own and, you know, not have, you know, all of that Beatle quality to it, in a sense. You know, he's able to, you know, just show it as his own, I like the melody. I think the tone, I mean, it's just everything of it just works so perfectly. It's definitely a song I think to jam to on a summer, hot summer day, or just, you know, with friends, you know, just bop your head to. Like, this is an album to, you know, dance with friends with, you know, have a real party with this album, you know, and because you really could. And then of course we got the seventh song on this, which is another great, which I love and I think really highly of, is She's Out of My Life. And it's such an emotional song, and of course that opening orchestral, like, intro and all that, and, you know, how Michael just goes into that, like, she's out of my life. It's just, it worked, and, like, you know, in the video too, it works with him just sitting on a stool, and just, you know, it's like, it's a song about a guy realizing that he messed up a really great relationship, and, you know, he, you know, didn't think it through. And I think, like, lines are so great in the song, like, I don't know whether to laugh or cry, I don't know whether to live or die. And the way Michael just emphasizes on those words and on those lines is just perfect too. Tom Baller was the one who wrote this, and from the story I heard from my mother was that he wrote this when he was in a relationship, and he realized, and he got out of it, and he realized that, you know, like, he messed up, like, he messed up a great, like, the best thing that happened to him. And you can totally feel the emotion with Michael in this song. Apparently, too, from what I've just found out, really, is that, it was originally written for Sinatra. And when you think about that, it's like, Sinatra could not have done this song, especially the way that Michael could do it. You know, it just, it works. It's a song for a younger artist, you know, because Frank Sinatra would have already been, like, close to 70 at this point, and it wouldn't have worked, you know, that same way, you know. This song did what it needed to do, and I think Quincy Jones' production on it is something that you really need to take note of, especially for, producers out there that might be watching this program and all that. It's just, it's honestly magic, too, and especially at the end, like, I can't, like, the way he just, hangs out on these notes, like, with, like, lines like, I kept my love for her, like, deep inside, and it cuts like a knife. And, of course, a thing that everybody takes note of is when he cries at the end, where he's struggling to say, she's out of my life. And, you know, there was a documentary I remember watching with my mom, and I think that's where she found out the story about the songwriter. This was the story that she told me, apparently, about the songwriter who wrote the song, and all that. But the funny thing was that, so there's the performance of him doing She's Out of My Life, and he's, like, crying and all that sense, and apparently fans were wondering at that time, like, who was that girl that broke Michael Jackson's heart? Like, who is he? Like, people, because, but the thing to tell you the truth is, he wasn't really crying over anybody. He apparently, that wasn't even planned, really, from what I've read and from what I remember, you know, from all these years, and what I've just, you know, I remember reading about that, is that he was so moved by this song that he ended up just choking up at the end. And, you know, Quincy Jones just realized it just, that works, you know, for the song. Like, you know, like that they didn't, you know, that they didn't mess up. It works perfectly. Because apparently he'd keep recording, he'd just keep crying, and they're like, and it's like, this would work. And then, again, it does, you know. It just, and you totally feel the sinner's sadness and the, and, you know, have empathy for him. And especially when, like that, like, I was like, where you can tell he's crying, where he's just like, that's, that, like, that's the sign of a person who's just trying to get through the day. And it's just, it's so interesting to have fans read into that stuff. But, you know, it's just, the thing that's so interesting is that, like, you know, songs really can move people. And, you know, just singing them can just have this really, this strong emotion with you. And that's what music and, yeah, the power of music is. And then the eighth song on this album is I Can't Help It. And like Get On The Floor, this is another, I feel, song that's not so memorable. You know, it's a song that, you know, like, I feel like it's a song definitely to skip. For some reason, too, it also, I feel like, is too much of a haunted melody for me. And it kind of throws me off on it. There's some things that are good about the song, and like Michael's voice is great on it. It's just like, you know, like, and even listening to it today just made me realize, I'm like, oh, maybe this song isn't as bad as I thought, you know. Because like, I was like going to say that, like, in the song I don't feel it goes anywhere, and you know, he does good with it. But you know, yeah, it's just a very tame song, you know, and all that stuff. But it works. And then the song that's the ninth song on this album, which is It's the Fallen in Love. And I love this song. And some people will say it's, you know, it's corny, or it's just, it's a boring song just because it's, you know, just very, you know, romantic, or just very, not romantic, but like more just like, just very, you know, I guess some people would say maybe dull for a Michael Jackson song, for like other songs he did. But I've always liked it. I just think it's so catchy too, you know. And it just, it works so well too. Patty Austin is on it as well. She's the female voice on it, and it's just, it's great too. And that like opening, like, it's the falling in love that's making me high. It's just, you know, it's just, I love it. I think it works great. And you know how that song actually does move, like, it's not just dull and stays in one place, like I Can't Help It. You know, it moves on, and you can just tell there's a beginning, middle, and end to it. And you know, hey, that's a song for you. And so definitely another song I love on this album. And a song to close it, which I think is probably Michael Jackson's best closer on an album, which is Burn This Disco Out. And you know, yeah, this was another song. This was written by Rod Temperton as well. You know, just does it so well with this, like, you know, definitely has that disco quality to it. It would have been interesting to see how a music video like this for it would be. Like, I can, when I picture this song, I feel like this would be a music video, almost like how Prince did 1999. You know, it works so well, this song, you know, a lot into it. Like, you know, just talk about the whole, you know, movement with disco, you know, DJ spin this sound, there ain't no way you're gonna put us down. We're gonna dance, we're gonna shout, we're gonna burn this disco out. Just works perfectly. And yeah, I mean, that wraps up this review of this album. You know, I like, when I listened to it for the first time, I mean, I knew some of these songs for years, but when I listened to this album the first time 2 years ago, you know, I definitely loved it. I could see what people were saying about it, and you know, how great it is. And you know, it definitely is another iconic album, and I think definitely one of the greatest albums in you know, modern music history. So that's it. See you guys next time, and like Michael Jackson says, let's burn this disco out.